at RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Isyana Saraswati featuring Gamaliel with their persona, and you are still tuned to RRI World Service, the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You might want to check our online streaming, online video streaming, and also the application RRI Digital, because we are having the morning talk listener, and we'll be talking about something that is very important in our country, because recently integrated heads of regions are joining a retreat at the military academy in Bagelang, Central Java, for 7 days from last Friday until February 20, 2025. And to know more about the detail about this retreat, and also to find how important is this retreat in Bagelang, joining us with via Zoom is the spokesperson of the Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi. Good morning, Pak Dede. I believe that you might want to unmute first your Zoom, sir.
Sorry. Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. So let's get down to business. I believe that the listeners from abroad wanted to know the why behind this retreat, sir. So what is the main goal behind this retreat itself?
Well, yeah, there are actually three main purposes. Yeah. The first one is to strengthen, yeah, the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, you know, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotion bound, emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, yeah, that our existing problems today require collaboration between subnational governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the subnational leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat, yeah, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the today's retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom up, yeah, instead of top down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top down, and today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom up.
Okay, so from the whole inaugurated regional governments, or like you said, sub-national governments, how many are being invited, and why not all of them?
Well, we invited all of them.
Okay.
So we invited about 503 leaders, yeah. And of course, a few of them, it's not attending just yet, but we are hoping that they soon will come and attend our program. So today we already have about 457 sub-national leaders attending our event. So we are hoping that those who are not attending yet will come anytime soon. And if they cannot come, we hope that the vice leader of the sub-national government will come. Or if even the vice leader cannot come, we hope that the Sekda could attend on behalf of the leaders.
So every region should have a representative in this retreat, right?
Yes. Knowing how important the retreat or the substantial meaning of the retreat, so we hope that every region, every province, every district send their representative to this retreat.
And talking about the activities during this retreat, we have seen on Instagram that of all the regional heads are having exercise in the morning, something like that, a nice military style briefing, something like that. But I would like to also know the materials that will be given to the heads of regions.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
So besides physical exercises in the morning, what are the materials being discussed or given to the regional heads?
Yeah, various issues, because this retreat actually joined two different retreats that previously happened periodically. So previously, we used to have two different two different capacity building programs. Yeah, the first one held by the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and this usually takes place about 2 weeks. And the second one is held by Lemhanas, and this usually takes place in about 1 month. So usually we spend 44 days and hundreds of billions of rupiahs in order to conduct these two retreats. And today we squeeze them, and we have only 8 days retreat. Yeah, we only have 8 days retreat, and the expenditure the budget for the 8 days retreat is only 13 billion, yeah, rupiah. So it is part of our efficiency program, yeah. And talking about the what's inside the retreat. So in day one, for example, we have in our Ruang Sudirman, it's a huge ballroom. Prof Tito, yeah, he talked about the importance of the sub-national government roles in keeping the overall national inflation low and stable, for example. He also talked about how to translate the central government's commitment in strengthening the budget efficiency and effectivity into sub-national government policies. So, for example, there shouldn't be any cuts on public services budget. There shouldn't be any cuts on staffing and government aid to the people's budget. And we need to have a common understanding about the what is to be cut and what's not to be cut. And still in the day one, the governor of Lemhanas, Pak Aceh Hasan, talks about potential threats from the current geopolitical affairs, including the trade war between the US and China, or potential armed conflict in South China Sea that may occur in the next 10 or 15 years. And day three, Ministry of Finance will talk about, or will further discuss about sub-national budgeting and how it is integrated in the national budgeting. And our Minister of Finance will talk about more details about how to build accountable and how to build accountable budgeting in the each sub-national government. We'll also have speakers from KPK. This is about clean government, and KPK will also talk about what sort of practices not to be done, or what sort of practices to be done. So KPK will overall talk about corruption and conducts that is considered corruption. And in the next day, we will also have speakers from the BGN, Badan Gizi Nasional, or the National Nutrition Board. And we all know that we are conducting today school meal program. And it is impossible to be conducted successfully without the collaboration from the sub-national government. And the next day, we also have speakers from the Coordinating Ministry of People Empowerment, etc.
Okay, so it's all about the main or the priorities of our government, the clean governance or the corruption prevention, the nutritious meal, and also the budgeting, which are the main focus of our current government too. And talking back about the retreat itself, I got a question from the newsroom. They would like to know if the facilities are the same like the ones given to the ministries.
Yeah. The facilities are pretty much the same, more or less, So we have the health corner, for example, and then we have some ballroom tents, We'll have hundreds of room tents, and pretty much the same. What differs probably is the capacity of each tent. So in the ministerial retreat, one tent is for one minister, or one tent was for two vice ministers. But now, one tent, if we're talking about a governor, it's for two governors, or three, one tent is for three bupati or mayors.
Okay, so just like in the beginning, that you want them to have a bond, emotional bond, so that during the collaboration and when they are in the office, there will be better collaboration between the regional governments in Indonesia. And then I would like to know, after the retreat itself that is packed into only several days, I would like to know, will there be any follow-up to make sure that the impact of the retreat is there?
Sure. According to the law number 23, year of 2014, the Ministry of Internal Affairs are performing the, supervision, the supervision for the central governments to operate, not central governments, the sub-national governments to operate. And coordination between the sub-national leaders are being watched here. For example, yesterday Prof. Tito Karnavian said that in the previous years he found that one sub-national government, maybe they don't coordinate with other sub-national governments even once a year. So this is now being watched. And as we all know that for example, if you're talking about climate change, we cannot solve climate change government by government without collaboration, because sometimes problems are not separated between one region to the next one. Instead, problems are actually interconnected between problems, and problems require collaboration to be solved, due to the increasing economic, political, cultural size between people from different regions. So these are being supervised as well today and after the retreat by the Ministry of Internal Affairs.
Okay, and the last question, Pak Dede, apparently, when will the President be speaking in this retreat?
Yeah, the president is scheduled to arrive in Magelang on Thursday, and the president will have his session on Friday, so that would be the last day of the retreat.
Okay. Well then, thank you very much, Pak Dede, for joining us to talk about how important the retreat in Magelang, which is not only for these days, this 21st until 28th of February, but according to the law as well, there will be supervision and also encouragement for the governments to have a better collaboration. Okay, once again, thank you very much, Pak Dede.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, listener, that's the spokesperson of the Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi, about the how important is the retreat in Magelang. You can listen or watch again this dialogue on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. So all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see it in. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it up. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my stones. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you miss it up. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no one in a dome. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. Oh, I wanna just to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my stones. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, can't be any time up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, ain't the dirty, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my stones. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my stones. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing.
Sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Sekarangnya hanya ku hadiran sesaat. ada. Bahkan jika harus saat ini juga.
Tunggu di sana sejenak saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada untuk bersamamu segera. Coba dengan kami, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, hanya untukmu. Aku janjikan ku akan selalu ada. Selalu berarti sentuhan tak akan terganti. Di sampingmu semua bisa ku lalui. Ku kan datang saat ini juga.
Tunggu di sana sejauh saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada untuk bersamamu segera. Coba dengarkan ya.
Listener, after talking about the retreat that is ongoing for this week, let's talk about the upcoming one, maybe this week or even next week, which is the upcoming holy month of Ramadan for our Muslim friends. And usually, just like when you are having Christmas or even special events at your place, the prices, well, they will be changing, listeners. So to make sure that the distribution and also reserve of national food is mundane, apparently the government already prepared a statement by the director for distribution and food reserve of the National Food Agency BPN, Rahmi Widriani. And to RRI Pro 3 on Monday, she said that the food availability in the form of the government food reserve and the businessmen and also retailers have been prepared. And according to her, the food price is still relatively stable. However, there are some spikes after some demand also spiking ahead of the big day. And according to her, the spike, or maybe not spike, instead of a rise in the price, is still in a normal limit. But still, the National Food Agency keeps monitoring the food price through the daily price panels to avoid uncontrollable spikes that can happen just anytime. Meanwhile, some commodities like chili pepper is facing fluctuation because of the weather and also attacked by insects. Okay, it affected the harvest or the yield from our farmers. And to anticipate it, the government is preparing cold storage to store or to save the agricultural products they are easily broken or fragile ones. And Rahmi also asked the people to also, well, plant your own chili pepper at your yard as, well, as a move to prevent the need to purchase a pricey chili pepper. And then, to make sure that the distribution will be smooth, the National Food Agency is cooperating with the Food Task Force and some related ministries, and they are ready to have a market operation to maintain the stability of price for rice, sugar, cooking oil, and also meat.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu. Di hari kita saling berbagi, dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat, kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all.
Lihatlah dirimu seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Maybe oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta. Jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta rasa benci dendam dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan that you miss him so you look so kaya dodo. Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman, just having fun, nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan. Begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta rasa benci dendam dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan
And you've just listened to Project Pop with Kalahkan Dengan Cinta or Defeat It with Love. So I believe you, it will be a quite challenge for everybody to love this food, which is called durian. Yeah, it's a very polarizing food, right? Either you like it or you dislike it. But sometimes if you are trying to, well, open your mind and to understand something better, you might be liking it because durian is apparently a king for everyone. And here is the story. That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for Durian Bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
is this durian right? We test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on the straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya
just pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan
slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste? Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hidupku bukan hidupmu, tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku,
bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan bahagia kata-katamu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Janganlah katakan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati.
Janganlah
berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka, akan berkata apa. Ku masih bisa ubah mimpi jadi.
Is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Gelap tak terlihat, ku hentikan jalan ini. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Sometimes we are too busy thinking about difficulties that we don't have time to be grateful for God's grace. A quote by General Sudirman. Listener, General Sudirman was a high-ranking Indonesian officer during the Indonesian National Revolution. As the first commander-in-chief of the Indonesian National Army, General Sudirman is certainly a respected figure in the country. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from South Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, South Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!
Hey!
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. PSSI dismisses Indonesian U20 national team coach Indra Syafri. Mount Merapi's peak drenched by rain, tourists advised to be cautious. And here is the news in detail. The chairperson of Indonesian Football Association PSSI, Erick Thohir, has dismissed Indra Syafri from the position of head coach of Indonesian U20 national team. The announcement was made on Sunday, February 23, 2025. Quoted from Tempo.co, earlier Indra Syafri expressed his willingness to take responsibility for the failure of Indonesian U20 national team under his coaching in the 2025 U20 Asia Cup. During the tournament in Shenzhen, China from February 12th until March the 1st, the Garuda Nusantara was eliminated in the group stage. The peak area of Mount Merapi has reported been continuously drenched by rain in the past week. Therefore, the Yogyakarta Geological Disaster Technology Research and Development Center noted that during the period of February 14th until 20th, 2025, the intensity of rain had an impact on the aqueous water flow and rivers originating from the mountain. Therefore, the tourists and local residents are advised to be cautious, considering the increased flow of river stream from the mountain could turn into dangerous cold lava floods. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bahagia hidup sejahtera di katulistiwa alam berseri-seri bunga beraneka meligai ramah-ramah bertajuk cahaya jingga surya di cakrawala selalu berseri alam indah pernah di katulistiwa Pesada senyum tawa, awa sejuk nyemang Wajah pagi rupawa, burung berkicau ria Bermani embun surga Wajah pagi rupawan Burung berkicau ria Bermandi embun surga Sesuka cinta Insan di pesada yang aman sentosa Damai makmur merdeka Di setiap masa